And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Sitting here right now, just kind of glancing up at the big screens on the wall here in the Right Side studio, and just amazing the scope of the damage and the flooding in Florida. Now, you know, what's interesting, I was talking to Boomer earlier, and I asked him, I said, have you heard anybody say whether it was better or worse than they had anticipated? And we haven't. And I don't know a death toll either. There were some out there that I did see one headline that said that kind of Governor Ron DeSantis kind of rebuked the press for giving numbers of death tolls when there's been no way of verifying any yet. But nonetheless, I assume there is some loss of life. There's certainly some loss of infrastructure. We are seeing like one major bridge, kind of like the bridge to Dauphin Island down on the south part of our state. The bridge to Sanibel Island on the west side of Florida is just destroyed. And it was a full-size interstate-style concrete bridge, and just the whole sections of it are gone. The flooding, there are houses in Fort Myers that are still 3 feet underwater, that, you know, inland houses. And the storm surge came right in through the canals there in Fort Myers. And anyway, we don't know yet to the extent of the damage, how long the 1.5 million people will be out of power, how long it will take to clean this up. You know, I'll be honest with you, I look at this, I don't see Hurricane Katrina-style protracted devastation, but there is certainly devastation. So God bless the people of Florida. And by the way, in case you're wondering, Hurricane Ian became Tropical Storm Ian during the night. It has just moved offshore. The bulk of the storm is now near Savannah, and it is expected to return to hurricane strength and be a Cat 1 hurricane when it comes ashore again in South Carolina later today. So anyway, just keeping our eyes on it and praying for the people of Florida. There's that. Got to tell you, too, Boomer and I had a cool morning. Did we not, man? I mean, that was –
yes,
how cool was that?
It was awesome morning.
I mean, that was – so tomorrow you're going to get to hear the results of the awesome morning we just had. Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, who is one of the founding members of Delta Force, who retired, like I said, as a three-star general. He was a commander of all special forces at one point. I don't know if there's a special ops mission that he wasn't involved in up until his retirement. It's unbelievable.
Just hearing him speak was just incredible. And we probably could have filled up all 3 hours.
I could have done that. I could just sit there. I could just sit there and say, please, General, tell me a story. And then sit there and just listen, you know. But yeah, I mean, the man is, first of all, been there and done that. Multiple decorations, Bronze Stars with V devices for Valor, Purple Hearts. He took a 50 caliber round through his part of his chest and destroyed his left arm. But he's a man of great faith. The doctors told him he would never have his left arm back, and he told them, "No, God's told me otherwise. Do the best you can." You're gonna hear about that during the interview. But so yeah, if you're a student of special operations at all, for that matter, if you're just a student of military history. Or for that matter, if you've just seen, you know, kind of a bossy military movie in recent years, I guarantee you, you've seen something he was involved in. So get this. Not only was he in the tail end of Vietnam, he was called upon to volunteer for Delta. He made it through Delta selection, became one of the first members of Delta Force. He was on the Desert One Operation Eagle Claw raid into Iran trying to rescue the Iranian hostages in 1978-79 time frame. He was in the invasion of Grenada, where he was wounded. He was in the invasion of Panama. He was the Delta Force ground commander during the Battle of Mogadishu, Black Hawk Down. He was the head of the hunt for Pablo Escobar in Colombia, South America. He was, what else? I mean, it goes on and on. I know I saw a picture in his book of him sitting in one of Saddam's palaces. So I'm trying to remember, I thought he retired. Maybe he retired soon after the Iraq War started. I'm not sure, but I've got his book right here, Never Surrender. I'm holding it up to the camera in case you're actually watching the live stream right now. But the book, Never Surrender, I've had it since 2008. He's also, by the way, a man of great faith. I mean, this guy loves the Lord. He makes no bones about it. He'll just go ahead and tell you, too, and he tells us in the interview, He finds no issue with being a Christian who believes sometimes you have to fight. And he's also now the executive vice president for the Family Research Council, which is a conservative Christian advocacy group that goes for things like family values and deals with woke policies and government and all that kind of stuff. And he's also constantly on Fox News as a foreign policy and military policy pundit. Anyway, we had him on the show today. We pre-recorded the interview so that we can air it for you tomorrow, just like we did with Ted Nugent or Buzz Patterson or some of the others. We're going to air that one tomorrow at 3. So I'm just telling you, tomorrow at 3, get you a cup of coffee and hang out, because the interview with Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin is one you are not going to want to miss. Wow. Anyway, that's just good. Hey, we're going to get into – what's that, man?
Just good.
Just good.
Just good.
Just good. Okay, hey, listen, we got about a minute here. Let me tell you, when we come back, I'm going to start talking about the weaponization of government. I've got a piece right here that was written in the Christian Post by Hadiyah Miramati. She's a person who used to work in American law enforcement and counterterrorism, and she has some pretty serious thoughts about what we're seeing right now with what I've termed and what she terms also the weaponization of government. She wrote this piece just a few weeks ago. It is so timely. And we're going to talk about this. Latest developments in things like 87,000 IRS agents and raids on pro-life activists' houses for misdemeanor crimes with 20 armed FBI agents. And for that matter, how about the raid on Mar-a-Lago? I mean, it's just you look at it every day and you're like, what is happening right now? Well, we're going to cover down on this. Number one on the triple dipper, weaponization of government. And then if anybody knows about the weaponization of government firsthand that I know personally, it's my friend Becky Gerritsen from the Eagle Forum. She's been on the show several times. She'll be on again today at 3 o'clock to talk about the ongoing feud with the Department of Justice, who has subpoenaed 5 years' worth of records from Eagle Forum for daring to oppose transgender surgeries on kids. What? I'm telling you, weaponization of government. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.